nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a girl?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day.
One more day until we get closer to the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yes.
I always say that the holiday season starts around this time of year. It starts with this festival, then we go into Halloween, then we go into Thanksgiving, then we go into New Year's and New Year's Eve, and then what, I missed one, right? Who I missed? Oh, Jesus' birthday, and then we then we do it all over again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know what's going on in the world. I mean, between the hurricanes, the earthquakes, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should build an ark.
What
I
you
should,
mean? There's nothing
if
for
I should
you
build
to
a
do.
Shelter.
First of all,
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
When the first hurricane hit a few weeks ago, I told y'all that the earthquakes was to soon come. And, you know, this is one that I like when things like this happen. I hate when things like this happen, but I like when things like this happen because every now and then, human beings need a reminder that there's something out here bigger than us. Because it don't matter what race you are, no matter your sexuality, no matter your gender,
doesn't
your
matter
class,
how much money you
no
have,
matter how
right?
much money you have, there's nothing you can do when an earthquake hits. There's nothing you can do when a Category 5 hurricane hits. That's when we all realize we are nothing but human beings and we are small little ants in the bigger picture of this thing called the universe.
Man, I was looking at the footage in Mexico. Really sad.
That's crazy.
All the people that died there.
Crazy.
Yeah, then the hurricanes. It has been ridiculous. Yeah. The UN Assembly is in motion now. I actually ended up having to go near where that is in New York.
Oh, you and me both yesterday. Oh, my goodness.
What a mess.
That's
all the streets were closed off, police everywhere, barricades. It was really difficult to get around. Wouldn't even bother trying to drive in that mess. And Donald Trump gave his first United Nations General Assembly speech.
Yeah. Did he say anything about the earthquakes and hurricanes? Nope, because it don't matter.
He didn't say anything about global warming. He didn't say anything.
There's no wall he can build, no policy he can sign that can stop that kind of stuff. And that's what people need to realize. Mm-hmm. All right? At the end of the day, we are just ants in the bigger picture of things called the universe.
You know, yesterday I had to take a train, right? And that now, I usually take a train once a year, right? And usually Angela Yee has to guide me.
I take the train all the time.
Because I don't know how to take a train. I just don't take a train. I'm from Queens. We don't really take the train. We take buses.
Everybody takes the train in Queens.
Now, we take buses in Queens usually. I don't really take the train.
Whenever I go to Queens, I guess it depends
on
what
dollar part. Vans. Dollar vans. But yesterday, shout to Taylor. Taylor works in, what does Taylor do up here? I don't know her position.
She's in production.
No, wait, you take the bus in Queens?
Yeah, you take the bus in Queens.
When are you on the, when's the last time you've been on the bus?
No, when I was in school. I used to take the bus. I don't take the train.
You're a bougie, light-skinned Negro, you don't take the train.
Yeah,
and
you don't
what?
Take
what
the
else?
Train or the bus.
You don't like public transportation. What else?
But she gave me a Metro card, right, which I don't know how to use.
Tell people outside of New York what a Metro card is.
Okay, so it's a little card that instead of, you know, how do I describe
it's
it?
It's the size of a credit card, and you swipe it in order to get on the train.
It helps you ride public transportation.
Right. Well, she didn't tell me there was no money on it, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I was swiping it for like 30 minutes, trying to be like, why isn't this thing working? And I just looked stupid down there, and luckily a homeless man came up to me and told me that there was no money on the card.
All right, bougie ass.
This is ridiculous.
Bougie ass, light-skinned Negro. That's exactly what I expected from a waffle color.
But it was
Negro.
A cool homeless man because he knew who I was. He was like, you from the guy from the Breakfast Club. I'm like, yeah. So he let me use his Metro card.
Cool homeless man, like there's uncool homeless people?
Nah, he was cool. He let me use his Metro card. I thought that was dope.
Oh, he let you, so you took money from a homeless person?
Yes.
He's paying it forward.
Yes, he did.
I like people like that. That's real humanity.
I thought it was dope. Like, you know, he was homeless.
Why didn't you just put money on the card?
I didn't know what to do. I don't ride the train. He gave me his card. I gave him $20 and I put $20 in his can and...
Drop one of Clues for that homeless man who's a great human being. That's what being human is all about. Being human is recognizing other people's pain.
That's what I thought was dope. He did that yesterday and I was happy. I was excited.
You gotta learn how to take the train a little better. It's very simple. Nah, I promise you.
I'm done with the train.
Millions of people do it every day.
I was scared, too. I'm scared of the train system.
Oh, my gosh.
Move on, bougie nigga. I'm scared of the train system, too. And it's funny that you say that, because I always think about getting caught on the train during, like, a terrorist attack.
Exactly.
That's how my anxiety works. I think of irrational things like that.
Today's
going to
be the day I'm in the train and something happens.
Well, my mom works for MTA, the Metro Transit Authority. So I've always taken the trains.
Okay. Start the show, guys.
Front page news, what we're talking about.
We are going to talk about Donald Trump, and of course, we'll talk about the earthquakes and the hurricanes as well.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Let's go. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where do you want to start, earthquake or hurricane, Yee?
Let's start with the earthquake in central Mexico. More than 200 people were killed. At first, they had the number at 248 people at least, but now they have said at least 216 people. Now, I know you guys saw the footage of buildings collapsing. Just really a disaster. Some of the bodies they haven't been able to find yet. There was also an elementary school that collapsed due to the earthquake. At least 30 children were still missing as of last night, but they did find 22 bodies in that debris. So sad.
Rest in peace to all those people that died in that earthquake. But like I said, man, sometimes I like reminders that there are things out here that are bigger than us. Period.
All right. In addition, thousands of people are in shelters in Puerto Rico waiting for Hurricane Maria. They will be hit directly early today. Mm. So right now, there's over 10,000 refugees and 189 pets in shelters, according to Puerto Rico's governor. It's a category 4 hurricane. Mm. So that's 155 mile per hour winds. And it's the first storm of its strength to hit there in nearly 80 years. I also saw some people that were there on vacation. They've been trying to get out since Saturday, but flights had either been canceled or they just couldn't get on a plane. So a lot of people are also there were tourists as well.
One thing about Mother Nature, Mother Nature don't got no prejudices. Mother Nature don't care what your political party is. She don't care what your religion is. She don't care what your sexuality is. She don't care what your race is. She don't care what your gender is. She just is. She just does what she does. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope. All right, and Donald Trump also gave his first UN General Assembly speech. And in this speech, he threatened North Korea and said the deal we made with Iran was one of the most embarrassing deals ever, and also promoted America first, as he always does. Now, here is what he had to say about North Korea.
The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
Wasn't Trump the same guy who said American government talks too much and we always telling people what we want to do?
Yes.
Like, why are you telling North Korea what you want to do? If I was Kim Jong-un, I'd reply back, "Nuck if you're bucked in." Okay?
In addition to that, he had this to say about America and how we should just really be self-serving as far as our interests and not really working with other people and just benefit ourselves.
While America will pursue cooperation and commerce with other nations, we are renewing our commitment to the first duty of every government, the duty of our citizens.
I'm not mad at the mentality of America first, but does that America you speak of include everybody? That's what I'm more concerned about. When you speak of America, does that include all of us?
Well, I also think you do have to take into account other countries as well. That's what the UN is all about.
Well, he said
trying
that,
to figure
though.
Out how to come together.
He said that, but basically what he's saying is we're going to do business. You know, this is all business at the end of the day, but it's us first, but we'll do business with y'all. That's the first thing he said.
All right. I mean, I watched the whole speech, and he said a lot more. If you watch the whole thing, and if they actually panned the camera to see where North Korea was when the two representatives of North Korea, those seats were empty.
Yeah, they walked out
as he was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
All right. My last front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. 800-585-1051. You want to spread some positivity. Or, like I was on my way to work this morning, and you always know that loader truck that drops the rocks on your cars, it bounces. Like, I don't understand why they never cover those vehicles. They just allow garbage, rocks, and all debris just to hit the cars behind
you
it.
You had
that
a rough
stupid.
Time. You're getting hit by rocks, you taking
got,
the train.
It was rough. Some real first world problems.
It was rough.
We ain't here talking about people dying in earthquakes, and you talking to me about rocks hitting your car. What about rocks hitting the
chest.
Top of your head?
I'm talking about getting it off your
killing
chest.
Killing you, buildings.
This was on my mind for a little
Jesus
bit this morning.
Christ.
Can I get it off my chest for a second?
I'm just saying.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. What's up, Porta Potty Guy?
Hey, today's my birthday, man.
Well, happy birthday.
Did Envy unblock you yet?
Now I'm going to do it right now, Porta Potty Guy.
He says it every morning.
I turned 36 today, so I just want to spread some love and positive energy to the world. Because I know it's a lot of things going on in the world, earthquake, hurricane. But if you guys want to be protected, there's a way. In
the Bible,
it says if we only celebrate the Passover, not communion, not Eucharist, the Passover, all disaster will pass over all people.
You need to stop spreading those lies, okay? And you need to see, I don't care what the Bible says.
What you mean?
There's nothing you can do when a Category 5 earthquake hits, all right? It is plenty of people who believe in God and are spiritual and who are prayed up, who die in those earthquakes, who die in those hurricanes.
Sorry, man.
Stop it.
You said you don't care what the Bible says? The Bible says if you celebrate the Passover, all disaster will pass over you.
You believe that?
Yes, sir.
So you're telling me that every natural disaster that has ever happened in this world, there was nobody believing in the Passover when those things happened?
Yeah, people in the Old Testament time celebrated the Passover. That's where it came from, the Old Testament time.
So you're telling
time
me no natural disasters happened in the Old time, Sean?
In the New Testament time, Christ said if you celebrate the Passover, no disaster would touch you.
Sean,
and that's the truth.
Are you listening to what I'm saying, or you're just talking?
I'm listening to what you're saying.
So you're telling me that throughout the history of time, there's nobody who's ever celebrated Passover?
Yes, there's people that have celebrated the Passover.
So why do the natural disasters keep happening then, if those people are celebrating Passover?
They were protected, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, well, Porta Potty Guy.
Have a nice day, sir.
I can't find you on Instagram, but I followed you on Twitter.
No. My name on IG is Sean Stone.
You changed it. Sean Stone.
S-T-O-N-E 732. So it's Sean Stone 732.
Oh, this is exciting.
Everybody go show some love to Porta Potty Guy. And one more thing with you guys. You know, I listen to the show. So when I do call up to give any type of positive energy, I feel like I be getting edited out. You know,
because
what I mean?
I don't like what you just said, and I'm gonna be honest with you, because you make it seem like good people aren't like just because you died in natural disaster don't mean you wasn't a good person or you wasn't prayed up or you wasn't in tune with your God.
I never said that though, Charlamagne. You Envy was saying that he want to know how to receive some type of protection because he don't know if he needs to build an ark, and I'm just sharing some type of love.
And what I'm telling you, Sean, my brother Sean,
Passover, they be protected.
And what I'm telling you, my good brother Sean, is there's nothing you can do to protect yourself from those type of natural disasters. It don't matter what type of person you are. It don't matter what your race is, your religion is, your gender, your sexuality. When it happens, it happens, my
brother.
Well,
Sean, thank you so much for calling
this
morning.
Happy birthday. How about that?
Yeah, happy birthday. I know this segment is for you guys to call in and say what you want to say.
I'm not letting them, because that's imagine people in Houston listening to that saying, well, I celebrate Passover, and my people died in the flood.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, man.
I unblocked you, man.
Let's keep it going.
Charlamagne always coming at my neck, man, but I still love y'all guys, man.
Have a blessed day,
sir. We don't necessarily agree, but we don't need to talk about this for 20 minutes.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Happy birthday to Porta Potty Guy, man. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Chantel. Hey. Charlotte.
Hey, Chantel. Get it off your chest.
704, what's happening?
Chantel.
What's happening? Hey, Charlamagne. I am so blessed. I want to tell y'all, I was a single mother raising a black man in America, and my son, he graduated college. He is on his way to dental school.
Nice.
And I am so happy.
Oh, he about to be a dentist. He about to be making that money.
Nice.
Yes,
nice.
I'm gonna get all my money back.
There you go.
Salute to that brother,
well,
man.
Congratulations to you for doing a great job raising your son.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. It was really hard, but I'm so happy.
What's his name?
His name is Daquan. And he got a black name, Daquan.
Okay, Daquan, the dentist Daquan.
Congratulations, mother. Yes. Is his daddy coming to graduation?
His daddy did come to graduation, and he was really involved in his life until he graduated high school. Then in college, I guess he couldn't pay those bills, so I had to do it myself. Oh, but it didn't stop nothing.
Oh, your baby daddy had 18 marked on the calendar. He couldn't wait till your son turned 18.
Yes, he did. On the countdown. Sorry, ass.
Right, mama. Have a good one. Hello, who's this?
Lynette.
Hey, mama, get it off your chest.
I'm blessed. I don't have anything to complain about. I'm living. I get paid tomorrow. I got the day off. And I'm just blessed. I have nothing to complain about at all. And I'm just happy that I made it on the radio station after calling for months.
Not just any radio station, the Breakfast Club.
Club.
There you go.
Thank you, Mama.
You know, nationally syndicated radio show. We just doing our little thing out here. You know,
hello.
God is good.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Get it off your chest, Mama.
Oh, my God. I was just calling to say I'm blessed because I woke up. That's always a blessing.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
You know, yes, I've been going through a lot lately, but I still got my health.
There you go.
My joy. I got food on my table and clothes on my back.
Tell me what you've been going through, boo. What man broke your little heart? Tell me. Talk to Uncle Charlo.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to get into it.
Talk to Uncle Charlo. What man broke your little heart?
Huh?
You guys, I really just called to tell you guys I listen to y'all every
single day.
He forced you. Love y'all.
Look, she's blessed now. She wants to concentrate on that.
He forced you to get an abortion? What happened?
What?
No, no.
That's crazy.
What happened?
My goodness.
No, it's just... It's not even worth talking
about.
You
want to tell it. Just tell it. Tell it.
Talk to Uncle Charlo, baby. Happened? Come what on happened? Now. He cheated on you with somebody?
No. No. That's not even the case.
What
you know,
happened?
It's just a lot that I've been going through with work and my friends and my family.
Okay. He's not automatically a man. No.
Well, when you're ready, right. When you're ready to talk to Uncle Charlo, I'll be here, boo. Okay?
Thank you, Mama.
I love you guys. God bless y'all.
God bless
all right,
you,
baby.
All righty, Mama.
Thank you.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, you can hit us up. Yeah, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about blessings some more. Halle Berry's got a new blessing. And Serena Williams, find out what she had to say about the power of a black woman.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, now let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Halle Berry.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Halle Berry has a new man, and that man is Alex the Kid. She posted on Instagram, My Balance, in a picture of the two of them together.
Supposedly, who is Alex the Kid?
He's a producer. He did Eminem's Love the Way You Lie. He did, what else did he do? Nicki Minaj. He did stuff for Dr. Dre, I Need a Doctor.
It looks like he got titties.
Oh, stop
He need to do some push-ups.
He's from London, though.
Okay.
And so he also worked on Rihanna's album, Loud. Pretty good producer.
Okay. I wonder how they met.
He's 35 years old, and she is 51 years old.
And drop one of Clue's bombs for him. Lord have mercy. Boy, when God gives you a blessing, you just got to know when to embrace it, titties or not.
I wonder how he met him.
How they met
each other.
How he met her. Well, he's been out and about. Like, you see him at the game, sitting courtside with Drake. And
okay.
So he's been around. I've met him before.
He looks so nice. He looked like he treats her so well.
That's what she needs.
He looks like that. He looks like she is the apple of his eye.
Now, she finalized her divorce from Olivier Martinez in December of last year. She filed for divorce in October of 2015. So this is the first time that she has openly posted.
He better shoot that club up, boy.
Hey, man. Drop one of Clue's bombs for that club of 57 years old. Man. Drop one of Clue's bombs for Alex the Kid, all right? Mm-hmm. That man got titties and bagged Halle Berry. Anything is possible.
I'll stop it. All right, Serena Williams has penned a letter to her mom, and that is all because, you know, she just recently gave birth to her little cute baby. And she said on Instagram, "Dear Mom, you are one of the strongest women I know. I was looking at my daughter. Oh, my OMG, yes, I have a daughter. And she has my arms and legs, my exact same strong, muscular, powerful, sensational arms and body. I don't know how I would react if she has to go through what I've gone through since I was a 15-year-old. And even to this day, I'm not sure how you did not go off on every single reporter, person, announcer, and quite frankly, hater who was too ignorant to understand the power of a black woman. Thank you for being the role model I needed to endure all the hardships that I now regard as challenges." She also said, "I've been called a man because I appeared outwardly strong. It has been said I don't belong in women's sports, that I belong in men's because I look stronger than many other women do. It has been said that I use drugs. No, I have always had far too much integrity to behave dishonestly in order to gain an advantage. I am proud we were able to show them what some women look like. We don't all look the same."
Yeah, and it's always interesting to me when people try to clown Serena for her physical appearance, when her physical appearance is part of the main reason that she's Serena Williams.
Right.
She's not built
she's
like anybody else.
She's dedicated to working out and becoming the best tennis player ever. So congratulations to her on
I
the
think
baby.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Serena. All right. Now, there is a new movie that is being filmed, and it is basically the plot is two best friends on their last night together trying to get a record deal before one goes to college. So Kyle, you know Kyle, I Spy Kyle, he's going to be playing that leading role. Now, this is... tentatively at first it was entitled the World Star Project because Q, rest in peace to Q, who's the founder of World Star, was inspired to develop that idea because he loved movies like Ferris Bueller's Day Off and American Graffiti. But now it's being produced by Russell Simmons, and they are currently filming in New York. It's also going to star Tiana Taylor, French Montana, Wiz Khalifa, and Blair Underwood, along with some cameos from familiar faces.
Yeah, I'm in that movie as well. Russell's always been involved, though. Russell and my guy, Doug Banker, they've been involved from the beginning with my man Q. Rest in peace to Q, man.
You got a cameo in that movie, too.
Yeah, I did a cameo also.
I was supposed to go, but I was doing the hurricane relief stuff, so I could make it.
And shout out to Ian Edelman. He actually went to my college, and he's directing the movie as well.
So shout out to all of them.
All right, and Real Housewives of Atlanta is coming back. It's season 10. Can you believe that? And here is part of the trailer for you.
Let's play a game. How many believe that Kenya is really married?
Comes the bride. What's his name?
His name is,
She married Buffet.
Yeah.
I just want to.
Why are you so involved in my life?
Have you guys met her husband?
I ain't about pimping your daughter out, bitch.
You big ass motherfucking liar.
You
deserve some discipline for what you did to Candy.
I don't give a shit about her.
Fuck you. Yeah.
All right.
Are you well into menopause and you still arguing? They've been arguing for 10 years. Like, about the same stuff.
So, NeNe and Kim are
Sounds
back.
Sounds great to me.
NeNe and Kim are back. So, that's, you know, interesting to a lot of people because those are the OGs of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And it looks like it's going to be explosive. Candy's working on her escape reunion.
I'm going to watch.
Her new restaurant, Old Lady Gang, as well.
Old Lady Gang is popping.
How do you find a way to argue about something for 10 years straight? Like, how you find new things to argue about for 10 years? Y'all ain't found a common ground in 10 years?
No, they haven't.
Lord have mercy.
So November 5th is that day that
I'm there for that. I enjoy that show.
Keep getting your money, man. Keep yelling and screaming for money, man. If the stress is worth it, y'all know y'all getting up in age. High blood pressure is easy to come by nowadays.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee. That's your rumor report.
Pay me to stress you out. When we find out if Cardi number one this week? Tomorrow?
I think end of the week. I think Friday.
Thursday, right? I thought it was on Thursday.
Thursday or Friday.
Friday. We find out if Cardi B will officially be number one
with
on
the streaming
Billboard
amounts
charts.
That she did, I can't imagine that she wouldn't.
They're saying she's expected to be.
Hopefully.
Cardi for the culture.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Now, you want to talk hurricanes or earthquakes, G? Which one?
Well, let's start with central Mexico. An earthquake has killed more than 200 people. Really sad. You can see there was one elementary school that collapsed due to the earthquake. They found 22 bodies, and at least 30 children are still missing as of this morning. So it's a new national emergency. At least 216 people have died in Mexico City. It was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake. So people were struggling to get away. Power poles toppled, all of that. There's been a lot of footage available for you to see of just buildings collapsing.
Yeah, you need to go watch that video. And you need to watch that video and understand that there's just some things in this universe that are bigger than us. And earthquakes are one of them. And it don't matter what religion you are, what your race is, what your sexuality is, gender, political party, nothing.
How much money you make, it don't
nothing.
Matter.
Nothing. When an earthquake hits, it's over.
In the meantime, in Puerto Rico, thousands of people are taking refuge in shelters because they are bracing for Hurricane Maria.
It's supposed to hit right now, right?
Yes, it's a Category 4 hurricane, and there's winds of 155 miles per hour. It is the first storm of its strength to hit the U.S. territory in nearly 80 years. There's a lot of tourists that are stuck out there, too, because as of Saturday, a lot of flights were just too expensive or even canceled, so people have not been able to get out.
Mother Nature is not prejudiced, okay? Mother Nature is an equal opportunity offender. Anybody can get it, all right? She don't care what you are, what you do, how you do it. Anybody can get it. And everybody needs to remember that.
Let's talk about Donald Trump and his UN speech.
Now, Donald Trump had his first address to the United Nations General Assembly. And in that speech, he gave a warning to North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Here's what he said.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
I clearly remember Donald Trump saying that the American government talks too much and we're always telling other countries our plans when it comes to war. I clearly remember him saying that.
We're doing too much talking now.
In addition to that, he, of course, promoted his America First approach. Here's what he said.
While America will pursue cooperation and commerce with other nations, we are renewing our commitment to the first duty of every government, the duty of our citizens.
I mean, listen, I have no problem with America being first. I just, you know, want to know who he includes in that America. When he says America, does he mean everybody?
Nope.
Nope.
Well, his supporters felt like it was great, tough talk, and it was a different approach. And people who were critical of him said that the goals of the United Nations are to foster peace and promote global cooperation. Today, the president used it as a stage to threaten war.
Kim Jong-un replied, Nuck if you buck.
He didn't say that. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, let's talk about Kevin Durant. What has Kevin Durant done? I'm confused. What is Kevin Durant doing out there?
Well, people were clapping back at people on social media.
Speculating that he had a fake account because he was answering some of his critics, and it came from his personal account, but it looked like he tried to send it from his fake account.
No.
I guess is what happened.
He sent out a tweet but didn't switch accounts. He clearly has two accounts.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He sent it from his own personal, like, Kevin Durant account that we all know, the public one. But it looks like he thought he was tweeting from the account that people don't know is him.
Oh.
Right.
Huh?
It came from the Kevin Durant account that we know publicly.
Yeah, because he forgot to switch accounts. You know how you can have two accounts on your page? Yeah, he forgot to switch accounts.
Right, it looks like he thought he had switched accounts and he didn't.
Wow, so he's really into social media like that. Well, he has two accounts, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody here have two accounts?
Nope. I need to. I would have saved me a lot of trouble back in the day.
I have a Juices for Life BK account.
Nice. I don't have two accounts anyway. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk social media. 800-585-1051. Does social media have control of your life?
Too much control.
It has control over everybody's life. That's why I have gotten off of social media to an extent. Like, the only thing I got on my phone right now is Instagram. I don't have no Twitter on my phone. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have Periscope. Because, number one, I feel like it's too much of a distraction. And number two, it's just like, it's too many unfiltered opinions. Like, the reason I like to read books is because when you read books, you're reading somebody's well-thought-out POV and opinion. I'm going to tell you what really ran me off social media. What's the young lady from Chicago name? Who died
Kenika
last
Jenkins.
Week? Kenika Jenkins. That story, when y'all jumped out the window and said she got lured to the hotel for $200 and she got raped and killed by her friends and stuffed in a freezer, that's when I realized, you know what? Everybody's doing too much on social media.
And what I said, we don't know that that's true.
It's too many people jumping to conclusions. It's too many people making assumptions. We're creating this whole virtual reality that don't exist. I don't got time for that.
You know what? I really don't necessarily care about social media as much
as
I used
to. Well, both of you guys kind of clap back sometimes to people.
I've said
I don't understand why y'all do that.
I don't clap back.
I remember having that conversation.
Sometimes somebody could get it every once in a while, but I'm really not on it like that anymore.
I just don't like nobody messing with my reality. That's why I don't like liars.
If I happen to catch something that is disrespectful, I just block the person and I don't say anything.
I just don't know what's real on social media and what's not real, and I don't like opinions that aren't well thought out.
I'm the block king. I just want you to know that. I am the block king. I'm the Kembe Mutombo with this boy. I will block the ish out of you in a second. Anyway, well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about social media. Does it have control of your life? Too much control, I should say. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant has his usual Kevin Durant fan page, I guess, where he puts things out. And I guess he has a little secret page that he uses sometimes to clap back at people.
Clap back at the trolls.
So we're asking, does social media have too much control of your life?
Well, Kevin forgot to, switch accounts, and so he clapped back at the fan and said some, you know, negative things about his former organization, Oklahoma City Thunder. And I also think about, like, Jemele Hill, who last week said some things that we all found true about Trump. But, I mean, she was prompted to say those things by, you know, random people just constantly getting at her on social media. And, like, I'm just the type of person, man, I don't find the need to explain myself to complete strangers. And I find myself doing that way too often on social media. And that's one of the reasons, like, when I went and got a new phone last week, only social media app I have on my phone is Instagram. That's the only one. And that's only to post pictures from, like, the show, other things that I'm doing out here in these streets.
Well, I think when I look at my social media accounts, I find that I'm very active on Twitter during our show in the morning. That's when I send out the most tweets relating to what it is that we have going on. And then, of course, when I go to our juice bar in Brooklyn, I like to post about that. But even on the weekends, I barely ever post unless it's about something that I have going on. But I find that it hasn't really been an issue. I don't look at other websites, like if Baller Alert or The Shade Room posts anything. I don't even read the comments. If it has me involved in it, I just keep it moving.
I think social media is a big issue because if you ever seen the War of the Worlds, I heard about the War of the Worlds, the story where the guy got on the radio and he told everybody that aliens were attacking and people started killing themselves and all kind of crazy stuff. I really feel like something like that is about to happen on social media soon. And that story that of Kaleika Jenkins last week,
Kaleika
Jenkins, God bless the dead, that was a prime example of that BS. Y'all made up this whole story
about
how she got paid they paid somebody $200 to lure her to the hotel and raped her and killed her.
You know how crazy I would have felt if I reported that and that's about someone's life?
I agree. And that's when I realized I've had enough of social media.
But you see, I'm on every platform of social media, Twitter, Snapchat.
Well, you have a song out now too to promote.
But I use it to promote a lot of the things that I'm doing, and I use it for business wise. But I also use it to find out things. Like, I wouldn't have heard about that story necessarily if it wasn't for social media.
Which one?
Kaleika
Jenkins?
Yeah, I wouldn't have heard about the story.
It was a big story.
You know what I mean? Because I'm always traveling. I don't get enough time to listen or watch the news. So social media helps me out a lot.
But you can get things on your phone. Like, you can get CNN.com alerts. You can get the WashingtonPost.com alerts. Like, it's reputable news sources that are posting news.
But I do feel like a lot of times firsthand, you can see stuff from people's accounts.
That's not always good.
Sometimes, but I'm saying, like, as far as, like, say, an artist says something or Halle Berry posts.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Yo, by the way, somebody hit me this weekend and hit me, was like, yo, you heard what happened to Kev? The first thing I thought was like, damn, I thought something bad happened. Like, I mean, something bad did happen.
Yeah.
I thought
he was hurt.
And I'm like, really? Because I wasn't on social media.
Right. So, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Does social media have too much control of your life?
It does. And I say that because, like, right now I'm trying to start doing lashes, and that's the only way you can promote your business is through social media.
Right.
Like, I tried to get off, and I was just like, man, but how am I going to promote my business? Social media is, like, killing us right now.
But it's nothing wrong with promoting your business and stuff like that. What you can't do is get caught up in the compliments comments about your lashes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Somebody be like, oh, your lashes trash, ma. And then your confidence drops and you stop wanting to sell lashes.
I try to concentrate on the positive that happens. There's just people that just come on there just to hate. You can't focus on that. You really got to focus on if somebody goes, oh, I had a great experience getting my lashes done, thank you, and reply to them.
No, you can't focus on nothing. I'm going to tell you why. Because when you live for the compliments, you'll die by criticism.
I didn't say live for them.
Like, you can't focus on nothing. Never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad as they say
you are. But sometimes it's nice to interact with people that are supporters of you. That's a great thing because it means a lot to them.
It all depends whose page you go to. You go to Charlamagne's page, you're going to cry.
My page is kind of positive.
If I post a picture of you on my page, My followers going to tell you about yourself.
Yeah.
All right, you ain't got to worry about that.
And if you post it on Angela Yee's picture,
it'll be like, oh, you look great.
Roses.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh, so
it's
nice.
It's positive.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? My name's Sal from Jersey.
Sal, what's up, man? Has social media have too much control of your life, bro?
You know what, man? That's a tough question, bro. I think it can go both ways, you know what I'm saying?
Like, you go both ways? No doubt, true.
In some ways, I think it does control my life in a lot of ways, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be checking my phone every 5 minutes, you know, checking my Twitter, checking my Instagram, even if I don't got a notification or nothing like that. I'm still looking at my phone all the time. But at the same time, man, you gotta understand, like, you know, social media gives people a platform to speak on, you know what I mean? Even like, you know, just some random dude from the middle of nowhere, you can voice your opinion on someone or something, and, you know, everyone's going to hear that.
The gift of social media is that it gave everybody a voice. The curse of social media is that it gave everybody a voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, 800-585-1051. Has social media have too much control of your life? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Childish Gambino with Redbone. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking social media. Does it have too much control of your life? That is the question.
I definitely think it does. I mean, that's one of the reasons that I've kind of fell back from it, man. And plus, man, I don't like feeling addicted to nothing. Like, you know, when you got all of those apps and stuff on your phone, you're always reaching for your phone. You're always checking all of these various accounts. Like, I don't want to be a slave to that little ping. That little notification, you know, you're like, ping, you feel that buzz in your pocket, and you just gotta reach for it. I was at my daughter's back to school night last night. I'm sitting in class, and I'm like, God damn, this teacher boring. I'm like pulling out my phone, like my phone pinging. I'm trying not to touch my phone because I want to listen to her.
Right.
Well, shout out to her teacher, man.
Man, bro, if I was a kid in school right now, there's no way I'm paying attention. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way I'm paying attention.
I don't think you're allowed to take your phone out in school.
No, but they ban, you know, the bad part is they ban a lot of the cell phones, but the calculators that these kids use have internet now.
Man, no. You don't need none of that. I was so distracted by this lady that I was looking for an escape. And so last night, I'm like, damn, I ain't got nothing on my phone. So I had to sit there and listen, which was cool.
Right.
But she was just boring, by the way.
All right, well, shout out to your daughter's teacher. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Does social media have too much control of your life? Who's this?
Hey, this is Silky.
Hey, Silky. We're talking social media. Talk to us.
All right, so, like, social media, like, good morning to you guys, first and foremost. I'm kind of along the same lines as Charlamagne. Like, I only have Facebook and Tumblr on my social media account on my phone, but for the most part, people abuse it more so now. So it's, like, similar to, like, a drug, like cocaine or pornography. So, when people look at, like, they post a video or they post a picture, they get likes, emits that dopamine level in your brain, so you get happy, you get that jolly response. But when people don't get those likes that they want or get those views, then they get depressed and sad. So social media is being used like a drug nowadays.
I totally agree.
But I also think it's the fact that you're a little older, so it's a little different where these kids are on there and they're doing everything. They have so many different apps to talk to each other. It's ridiculous.
I think it's worse for kids.
The reason
I think it's worse for kids, man, imagine if you were a young man, a young woman, and you're just trying to find yourself in this society. Like, life is hard enough. It's hard enough growing up without all of that stuff. Now you got all of these different opinions and, you know, people telling you negative things about yourself. Like, nah, man. No.
Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
Well, I think the moral of the story is, you know, social media is an addiction. And before you can break out of prison, you must realize you are locked up. Like, I think a lot of us aren't taking social media serious enough. But I really believe 10, 15 years from now, man, it's going to be a lot of books written and it's going to be a lot of, like studies showing the effects that social media has had on our brain.
Well, yeah, they already have studies about that.
And I'm sure. I mean, if you go to a restaurant, you see how many people are not even talking to each other?
Come on, man. You know how many of these kids are socially awkward, don't even know how to hold a conversation, can't
correct.
Even look you in the eye?
Correct.
I do feel like via their phone.
I do feel like in the education system nowadays, they do have to do more training and classes about social media and how you should act on, because we never had that growing up, so we never had that education. But I do feel like kids need that nowadays. They need to learn that things that you put online are permanent and forever and never go away, even if you delete it. People can still pull that up and find it. Pictures that you send out,
parents
that could be
anywhere.
Teach
kids that.
But they should teach that in school as well.
Yeah, and human interaction is good. Pick up the phone and call your people sometime, man.
Go out.
Text messages used to be for the people
meet
you
up.
Really didn't want to talk to. Now you got text messages with your mom and your
right.
dad and your, like, people that you really love, man. Pick up the phone and hear your people's voice. You never had your grandma say, I just wanted to hear your voice? Like, I got certain people that I like to call and be like, yo, I just wanted to get some of your energy. I just wanted to hear your voice.
No, you're right, because I don't text my mom or dad anything. I text them pictures, but I call them. I want to hear their voice.
Pick up the phone. Call them, man.
See how they doing.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Although my family group chats are really funny.
Right. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, let's talk about Jay-Z and Kanye. They are planning to meet up, according to these sources. So we'll tell you what that's about. Also, Kevin Hart, the alleged cheating extortion scandal, will give you an update on what's going on.
We're still talking about this?
Yes,
it's Wednesday.
He's doing a press conference today, sir.
We don't care about
can
you.
Can I talk about it in rumors? You just spoiled it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
You house-wrecking whore?
What? Charlamagne, calm down, okay?
Sheesh. All right, we'll get to it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, Kevin Hart and Aniko are keeping their front united. She's still wearing her ring. Everything appears to be as they're trying to repair their relationship.
Aniko, like, y'all not going to take our money.
Right.
Okay.
You know, it is a situation where you don't want to let somebody affect your relationship the way that they intended to. Now, the woman who is in the middle of this whole alleged cheating extortion scandal has gotten a lawyer. Montia Sabag has hired Lisa Bloom.
Why is Lisa Bloom always taking the worst cases, the cases
she
that she
anything.
Has no chance of winning?
Now, Lisa Bloom also has Quantasia Sharpton as a client. She's the one that accused Usher of exposing her to herpes. And Black China is her client as well.
And whatever the girl name is.
Quantasia.
She's been proven to be a liar.
Yeah, she's definitely lied.
I forgot why she even repping Black China. Why she repping Black China?
The revenge porn situation with Rob Kardashian, where he put out
that might have worked. That might have worked well. She won that one. Didn't he have to give her $20,000 a month or something like that?
Yeah, I think that was for their child support.
But I think because of that, she won't press charges.
Right, and they actually did settle. We don't know what they've settled on because she still was trying to get a 6-figure payout for that, but they have come to an agreement. That just happened yesterday.
Well, back to the home-wrecking whore.
Right, so she has hired Lisa Bloom, and she said she will be having a press conference today.
Why?
So you can look forward to seeing
her. Why you got to hold a press conference to say you cheated with a married man?
I was confused with
according
that,
to Lisa Bloom.
Or maybe she's going to say she didn't release the footage.
It will be about the true facts of the situation, and they will announce their next legal move.
The true facts of the situation is Kevin Hart cheated. This woman cheated. That is the facts of the situation. I know Kev didn't set the camera up in the room.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Kev didn't try to extort himself.
No, it is. Extortion is a crime.
A federal crime. She should go to jail.
If she did.
So I don't know if she's going to say, because there's been some back and forth about whether or not she is the woman who actually released the tape and was extorting him, or if there was somebody else involved, if someone got her. We don't know.
She's going to say she didn't know.
Who that person is. So that might be what, we don't know what this press conference is. So perhaps she's going to say it wasn't her. Who knows?
She's going to say she wasn't her. Somebody else set the camera up.
We just have to stop encouraging women to do extortion. My wife is on some, I hope girls keep doing this and recording all you nasty ass Negroes.
Well, men out there, this should be a wake up call for all you men out there to not cheat.
It's against the law.
And women shouldn't extort. And
right. Well, they wouldn't be extorting if the men weren't cheating. So it's
kind of
like... It
takes two to cheat. Let's not have this discussion. It takes two to cheat. They're both wrong.
One is morally wrong and the other one is against
criminally
the law.
Criminally wrong.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now, Jay-Z and Kanye are supposed to be meeting face-to-face soon, and that is to squash all of their beef that they've been having. Now, Jay, of course, is upset because Kanye attacked Beyonce and Blue Ivy at his concert, but that was right before he had his meltdown and he went to go to an involuntary psychiatric hold. So his argument is, bro, you know I was going through a lot of things at that time and psychiatric problems. But at the end of the day,
always want to play crazy.
They have this $3.5 million dispute over title. Kanye is saying that he hasn't gotten the money that he was supposed to get, the advances and bonuses for his album. And so it looks like they might be able to bury the hatchet, hopefully, when they meet up soon. They live right down the block from each other now that Jay-Z and Beyonce have moved into that mansion in Bel Air. That's right down the block from Kanye and Kim.
Well, I hope they get the business straight away, but I just can't stand that one family member who always won't play crazy when they do something wrong. You know I'm sick. You know I'm sick, man.
I wouldn't pay you either. Talk about my kids and family.
Nope.
All right, now, Cardi B had a very eventful day yesterday. First of all, she put out a remix for Bodak Yellow featuring Kodak Black. Here's a little snippet for you in case you missed it.
I ain't worried about that, so you thought I was coming with my old flow. Kodak ain't coming to take no photo. I don't even pull up in the photo. I just hit a lit, hit the loto. All my life smoking on JoJo. He was just posted up with Dodo. Now he getting slammed by the popo. Thuggish, buggish, ruggish, ish. I can meet the streets, I love this, ish. Never give issue by the messages. I ain't never taking risks for a pedalist.
I'm the only older Negro that think Kodak Black can rap. No, A lot of people like Kodak Black. I like Kodak Black. I hear a lot of my peers always trying to insult Kodak Black and say he's a mumble rapper. I like Kodak Black.
All right. And obviously she was paying homage to him with Bodak Yellow. Mm-hmm. Now, she also says that yesterday a New York cop put her in a chokehold. She posted and deleted, "I can't believe this cop put me in a chokehold. Just now, ish is crazy. These New York cops don't know how to do their job. F12. And then somebody asked, "I bet the cops were white." And she said, "Yep, he was."
That really happened?
Yeah, she really put that out and deleted it. I don't know what happened, but that's what she said happened. But she also, yesterday, had a meeting with Steve Madden and Irv Gotti. Irv Gotti posted, "Y'all ready for this collabo? Steve Madden and Cardi B, Cardi Shoes, powered by Visionary Ideas." So, very very busy day yesterday for Cardi B.
Cardi boots would be hot. Cardi boots.
Yeah, so.
You want to wear some Cardi boots?
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Would you wear some Cardi boots this winter?
No.
You wouldn't wear Cardi boots?
No. Would you wear some Cardi boots?
I wouldn't wear Cardi boots.
Mm. Okay.
But they would probably be for women anyway. That's
yes,
why I said
I'm
I wouldn't
sure
wear.
They would.
But Cardi boots.
All right.
That sounds butte.
Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving your Cardi boots to?
I would like Kevin Durant to come to the front of the congregation. Okay.
That's cute.
We'd like to have a conversation with him this morning.
All right. We'll get to that when we come back.
Charlamagne, say the game, dunk it utter shame. Charlamagne,
you are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 20th, goes to NBA superstar Kevin Durant. Now, this is a great story because it's such a teachable moment, and it really should make us, as human beings, question our relationship with social media. See, Kevin Durant earlier this week got caught using a fake Twitter page to clap back at a critic. It all started when some random person on Twitter... Did I say Twitter?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. It all started when some random person on Twitter tweeted to Kevin Durant, "Man, I respect the hell out of you, but give me one legitimate reason for leaving OKC other than getting a championship." By the way, that's a great reason to leave Oklahoma City, to go someplace to win a championship. But Kevin Durant has two accounts going at the same time, and he clearly forgot to switch out of it because he replied from his fake account. he didn't like the organization. Our plan for Billy Donovan. This is actually Kevin Durant talking about himself in third person. He didn't like the organization of playing for Billy Donovan. His roster wasn't that good. It was just him and Russ. Imagine taking Russ off that team. See how bad they were. KD can't win a championship with those cats. Now, here's the thing. Kevin Durant is a multimillionaire. Debatable on if he's the best player in the NBA or not between him and LeBron James at this moment. But he is affected by social media so much that he has to create a fake account in order to reply back to people who have critique of him. Now, if he had tweeted this himself, I would respect it. But don't throw rocks and hide your hand. If you're going to be a cold-blooded assassin, be a cold-blooded assassin on and off the court. But there's a bigger lesson to be learned in all of this, and that lesson is if you live for the compliments, you'll die by the criticism. I have not figured out why we gravitate towards the negative that is said about us on social media more than the positive. In fact, I don't think we should gravitate towards any of it, period. I always maintain that we are never as good as people say we are, and we are never as bad as people say we are. We should just be in a gray area when it comes to criticism. But it's hard to be in that gray area when you constantly read negative things about yourself on social media. When there's so many false narratives about you, so many false things being said, you just want to get the real story out there so the general public can form an educated opinion about you based off the facts. But if you're going to give people the facts, you have to give them the facts directly, Kevin Durant. You got a random Twitter account tweeting about why you left OKC. But what would make you think that people would care about what this random Twitter account is saying? If you yourself had come out and said what was in those tweets, then that would have cut through the noise and become the narrative. When you tweet from a random account about how you feel, then you are just adding to the noise that is social media. In fact, if we didn't find out that this was you behind those tweets, then it would be just another person tweeting about things they know nothing about. So why would we ever listen? Does it make you feel better to get the right information out there, even if it doesn't come from you? Not me. If I clap back, I need credit for my clapbacks, okay? When they posted on Baller Alert and Shade Room, I need them to know this came from me. Because I'm going to always live my truth, okay? I'm not going to throw rocks and hide my hands, or in this case, throw tweets and hide my real Twitter account. Kevin Durant did apologize for being a cyber coward. Let's hear what he had to say.
What I really love is just to play basketball. I went a little too far. And I don't regret clapping back at anybody or talking to my fans on Twitter. I do regret using my former coach's name and that former organization that I played for. That was childish, that was idiotic, all those type of words. I regret doing that, and I apologize to him for doing that, but I don't think I'll ever stop engaging with my fans. I think they, you know, really enjoy it, and I think it's a good way to connect us all, but I'll scale back a little bit right now and just focus on playing basketball.
And you should care about having a fake page. How Kevin Durant catfishing himself? We all care about the opinions of social media way too much, okay? The way Kevin Durant feels now is how we all should feel. It is childish, okay? It is very childish to put this much stock into the opinions of others, especially complete strangers we will never meet in our life. You don't grow up and become an adult to care this much about the opinions of others, okay? I think everybody should scale back from social media, disconnect from the internet to reconnect with yourself. But if you are going to clap back and invest time and energy into the opinions of others, then do it yourself. Don't be a cyber coward and stand behind a fake page. Please give Kevin Durant the smooth sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yeah, you can't care that much. I mean, if you're going to clap back and you got something to say, then say it. But don't care that much the way you create a fake page, bro.
Now, when we come back, ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Ye. Again, 800-585-1051. She'll answer your questions live on air. All right? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
This Red. What up, though?
What up, though?
What up, though? You from the D?
I'm from the Glass City, the 419.
Okay.
I got a question for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I got a co-parent, you know what I'm saying, that I'm trying to deal with, trying to fight for custody of my kids. Mm-hmm. The maternal grandma got custody, and she stay in Arkansas. So
now, how did the maternal grandmother end up with custody?
I came back from the military. You know, I had some mental problems, addressed some mental problems, and the kids got taken. You know, by the state, and they placed them with granny, so she wouldn't be in foster care.
And what about the mother?
She pregnant with her other co-parent's child.
Okay, so the woman that you had a child with, you guys were never married or anything. You just got her
negative.
Right. So you guys didn't really have that relationship. And you have no custody at all?
I have visitation. I'm on my way to court now trying to get school custody. I have shared custody of my older two children.
Okay. And how often do you see your kids?
I got them now, physical custody, because that co-parent is in jail.
This just sounds like a mess.
I know.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, you want to do what's best for your kids, right? And if what's best for your kids, in your opinion, is for them to be with you, you feel like everything is stable with you right now?
Yes, I believe everything is stable. I'm on, you know, Section 8 through the VA. You know, I get a pension, service connected. You know, so I'm doing everything. And I'm in my other two kids' life.
Right.
My other daughter barely knows me because I don't see her. You know, the grandma stays in Arkansas. You know, so I only have telephones. You know, I only see her, what, two times when the maternal grandma came to court.
And is the maternal grandmother, is she giving you access to your kids or is she making it difficult?
Making it difficult. Very difficult.
But you have established visitation. So for that, there's nothing she could do about that.
Visitation per court order says whenever grandma comes in town.
All right. Well, I think the first thing you need to do is try to get your visitation just even modified so that you can have more visitation.
Okay.
And then after that, you're going to have to keep on proving yourself to the court because there's nothing I could really do for you because that's going to be up to the judge, their decision on what they need to do. But it's really important for you to prove that you have your life together. And I would say no matter what that visitation is, obviously, for whatever reason your kids got taken from you, it has to be something, and you would agree, something that was serious, right?
Correct. I agree.
And so maybe the state did the right thing. Do you agree with
they
that?
They did do the right thing at that time.
Right, so now it's up to you to prove, because obviously kids' lives are very important. It's not anything that they can play with.
Correct.
So you're going to have to keep on making sure that you continue to do the right thing and prove yourself as far as employment, as far as having your life together, and see your kids as often as you possibly can. Even if that means you have to travel out there to see them or whatever, and prove, you have to prove yourself to the maternal grandmother. She's probably making it difficult for you because I think anybody would want their kids to know their parents, their biological parents, you know, as long as those biological parents are fit. So you just have to keep on proving yourself. Unfortunately, you know, it's not something that anybody could take a risk with.
Roger that.
But don't get discouraged.
I won't. Thank you for your advice.
Okay, no problem.
Good luck. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Khaled with Wild Thoughts. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hello, yo, it's Kelvin.
Kelvin, what's your question for Yee?
So, my girlfriend, she cheated on me, like, I say like early June.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been cheating on her for like way, way longer than that. But I wanted to know, like, how do I get over that? But I don't know if I should even feel bad in the first place because of what I've been doing.
All right, let me ask you, how long have y'all been together?
Probably like 3 years or so.
And how did you find out that she cheated?
She told me, like, straight up, like, just head on. She said, oh, yeah, I cheated on you. I would have never knew because I don't check none of her stuff either. So.
And what made her cheat on you?
She said it was just physical attraction. That was it.
Does she have any inkling of an idea that you've been cheating on her all this time?
No, not a clue.
Because do you think that with all the cheating that you've been doing that you can really pay the attention to your girlfriend that you... Because women can tell. We have intuition. She's never asked you any questions that might have made you think that she knows. She's never told you, you know, you weren't where you were supposed to be. Any type of...
Not at all.
All right, so why are you in a relationship if you're going to cheat the whole time? I'm just curious.
That's 'cause I really like, besides like the physical, like for her, she gives me everything I need, but I don't know, I just feel like as a man, you need like way more.
So you need way more than everything you need?
Yeah. I mean, I see what you're saying. I don't know, just for me, it's like, I feel like I'm still 26, so I feel like that's young.
It sounds to me like maybe y'all both aren't ready to be in a committed relationship. It sounds like you guys have an open relationship.
Besides, I asked her that. She told me. She said, "Nah, she doesn't want that. She only wants me." And then, I don't know. Like, she's open. Like, she doesn't care if I check her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like she shows me her phone and like all the numbers and like whoever she hits up.
You know, it's interesting that we could be doing something wrong, like cheating on somebody, and they don't know about it. But then we get so mad when it happens to us.
Yeah.
And sometimes that energy that we put out there, whether it's unconscious or not, comes right back to us. It's karma.
Yeah.
And you have to think about how that made you feel. How did it make you feel?
I mean, I felt like betrayed, kind of, but yeah.
Now you can put yourself in her shoes and how she would perhaps feel if she found out what you've been doing all this time.
Yeah, because I kind of had a question for like Charles, like how he got over it too. I read in his book his wife did it too.
You don't get over it, sir. You still get mad at certain times. You know what I'm saying? You might just be walking down a grocery aisle and see like a big Roger Wood sausage, and then you start thinking about this. huge penis that she said she had. You know what I'm saying? You never get over it, sir. I still find myself getting mad from time to time.
You can forgive somebody, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you forget about it.
That's what it is, because I don't think about it, but every like once in a while, I'm like, damn, like just right in the middle of it, doing
now,
it.
When are you going to stop cheating? Or are you?
Hello?
Are yeah. You still there? Hello?
You hit him with a tough one. You with the hard-hitting questions.
No, I think I should stop soon.
You should stop soon.
That's right.
It's interesting to me that you see how you felt when you found out and she just voluntarily told you and you don't believe she's done anything else. But it's interesting to me that even knowing how it made you feel, that you have no problem with the potential that you could get caught. Because there's always that potential, and you still have no intention on just stopping.
I think I might stop.
You think you might stop?
Well, you better stop. What's wrong with you?
She's good.
I'm just confused on because no one's forcing you to be in a relationship, right?
No, but I want that's a girl I could bring home to my parents, and then.
And you love her.
Yes.
So I'm just confused on why you know how it feels and you're going to continue to cheat. That's, you know, you really need to look at yourself, and sometimes the things that you're doing manifest into other people, and what she did is just kind of like, it's a warning, because when you get caught, if you're mad at her for what she did, you can't say ish.
Yeah. Well, you can say whatever you want.
You can, but you ain't going to be, I mean, you've been cheating the whole entire relationship.
Your words ain't going to mean nothing, but you can say what you want.
All right. Yeah.
Well, good luck. Stop cheating.
He thinks he might.
You better stop.
And but 9 times out of 10, your woman is already in love with another man, by the way. And you I'm being honest with you.
You don't want to catch herpes either.
Yeah, because men cheat for ego, women cheat for emo. All right?
Yeah, I don't want to end up like Usher.
Get it together, sir.
He said he don't want to end like who?
Be a better person, be a better man, be a better boyfriend.
We don't know if Usher got herpes. We still talking about that?
Yeah. Anyway.
By the way, that's how I know Kevin Hart going to come out clean.
Why?
Because Usher weathered the storm of herpes. All right?
If he has it.
Usher's fine. I saw Usher singing at a telethon the other day for hurricane relief. Like, I'm like, damn, Usher, you need to just might need to text your LA for your ass. Like, you the one out here that might have a natural disaster going on in your genitals.
All right. ASCII 800-585-1051. You, we got rumors coming up.
Now, you know, DMX has been in rehab all this time. Well, we'll tell you what's happening with rehab and why he might end up staying even longer.
All right, rumors on the way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, 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 you want to see French Montana do this live? In less than 5 minutes, we're going to have your shot, your chance to come to New York City, Powerhouse NYC. See French Montana do that dance, that A dance.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Rhapsody, man. Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. I'm in here listening to Rhapsody's new album. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I don't understand people whenever you say in these conversations like hip-hop is dead. Y'all listening to the wrong stuff, bro.
Probably are.
Salute to Rhapsody and Ninth Wonder. Oh, man. It's Layla's wisdom, man. Oh, man.
It comes out on Friday, right?
Yes, it does. But I got it right now. Oh, man.
All right, let's get to the rumor report.
One more, man.
I'm just, you know, I just, hey, man.
Oh, man. Let's get to talk Gucci.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee. On The Breakfast Club.
Now, Gucci Mane was doing a signing because his autobiography is out.
I read that already.
How was it?
It's actually good. I read it on Saturday. I read it in 24 hours.
Why you said it's actually good?
It's actually good. It's a good book.
I actually happened to walk past the book sign. I guess it had just ended. Shout out to Todd Moskowitz. I saw him outside. He said, oh, you just missed it. I was coming from. It was a lot of traffic here in New York just because of the UN Assembly. So.
Did you go?
Go
to
what?
To the book? Did you go into the book?
No, center? I didn't mean to. I just was walking past it. It had just ended. That's why I saw Tom Moskowitz from 300 outside. And he was like, oh, we were just in there.
Okay. What's the story, though?
All right. Well, anyway, I guess he is vegan, but some people ambushed him while he was at his signing.
I didn't
know
Gucci Mane was vegan.
What on the street is that you're thinking of going vegan, brother? But you can't be vegan if you keep wearing that fur. Shame on Gucci, animal abuser.
But he was pretty chill about it, even though they did that and they got those guys out of that store.
Y'all would have never tried that with old Gucci.
Nice and quick.
His book is good, though. You know, the only thing about his book...
They got him out the fastest I ever seen him get somebody out, though. I ain't gonna front.
Yeah, because they don't want him to resort back to the old Gucci. Because if you read his book, Gucci really does have a lot of psychological issues. Like,
he did.
Like, he talks about it openly in the book. The only thing I didn't like about the book is that certain things he still wouldn't talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still like this, I guess, the statute of limitations, so to speak. But he does reveal a lot.
Really?
Yeah, but a lot of some things he just wouldn't go in depth about.
Yeah, he can't, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, now a judge has blocked the airing of the Bobby Christina Brown biopic. We told you before that her father, Bobby Brown, filed a suit to halt the movie from coming out because it falsely paints him as a bad dad who also battered his late ex-wife, Whitney Houston. So now they have to go in court September 29th. That's when the judge will decide if there will be a temporary order barring the release of the work. And Bobby Brown is initially was suing for $1 million. Now he wants $2 million.
And he should get it.
Now her estate also is joining that suit to try to stop the movie as well. DMX is in rehab. He's been in rehab for quite some time now, and the program's almost complete, but they're saying that he's doing so well, they want him to stay another 30 days because he's been responding so well. They're letting him take day trips now to a nearby town with a friend, but they said he's already gained some weight, 40 pounds. He was skin and bones when he first started treatment, and now they're saying since he's been there in late August, things have been so much better, they don't want to let him go just yet. All right, Escape has announced they are going on tour, the Great Escape Tour. That's going to be with Monica and Tamar Braxton. In addition, they also have their Bravo reality series, Escape, still kicking it. And that show trailer was released yesterday. Check it out.
Maybe we should get a counselor for the group.
Counselor? You set up our third album to get your solo
game. I said,
yes, you did. Girl, I was not going to sit up there and allow them to make us look like the mother pips.
Candy feels like you left us, and you think I'm about to come back and rescue your ass?
There would never be a connection with us.
One, two, three, four.
No, we're not doing that.
Tamika, we have two freaking days.
This is crunch time.
All I know is the other two members of Escape, who are not Tiny and Candy, got to get in shape before this tour happens, okay? Because they look a little rusty. Saw them on VH1 Hip Hop Honors.
They look too good.
They look like they ain't been out there in a while.
Oh,
all
boy.
Right, they need a little bit more rehearsal time.
All right, now Nicki Minaj just did an interview with Daze that came out yesterday, and she's working on her new album. It's her first album since the Pink Print back in 2014. She said this era will be a billion times more epic than anything Anaconda could have delivered. I think this era will definitely be the most memorable and the most impactful of my career yet. She said, I can't say if I'm 50%, 80%, or 10% done because I don't know. Tomorrow I might walk into the studio and decide that I don't like anything I've done in the last 6 months, or tomorrow I might walk in and feel like the whole album is done. There's so much beauty in not knowing. But she did confirm that she has a collaboration with a Young Thug already done. She said she was so blown away by his artistry. I can't wait for people to hear that collaboration. And when asked about Roman, will Roman make an appearance? She said, if Roman is needed, then Roman will be there. I'm not going to do anything that feels forced. I'm doing this for my core fans.
Well, contrary to popular belief, I still like Nicki Minaj, and I'm looking forward to her new album. But Anaconda should not be the bar. I hope that the music that she puts out on this album is way better than Anaconda.
Well, she got up to spit, and I think she knows
Anaconda.
That. And I also think she has a lot of pressure with this one. There's a lot of eyes watching her, and she got to deliver.
But why would she say Anaconda? Like, why is Anaconda the bar? Anaconda shouldn't be the bar.
Well, I guess she's saying it's way more epic than that was.
So it should be. Anaconda was trash.
How many did Anaconda sell? Maybe she's talking about sales.
Oh, sales? Well, see,
maybe
she's talking
about sales.
I ain't talking about that. I just finished listening to Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. All right, I doubt Rhapsody gonna sell a lot of records, but man, artistically, album is amazing. Okay, sales, that's cool, but I'm talking about art. Music.
I'm sure she got some bars. She knows she gotta have bars.
And not if Anaconda's the bar. Anaconda.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your
Beat Me Up Scotty mixtape or something. But Anaconda.